Chapter 4. Nori's father rose.
There is one category left, he said in a great, booming voice.
It was the voice he used when addressing large crowds, also sometimes at home.
Please turn yourself into a black kitten, Ms. Horace.
Nori concentrated, hard. Kitten, she thought. Kitten, kitten, kitten. Like before, she felt her body shift, her vision blur, popping noises. She concentrated on the details she knew the teachers would want to see. Whiskers, claws, a bit of fluff in the ears, and Nori was a kitten. A black one, too, from what she could see of her paws.
Very nice, said Mr. Puthoor.
Yes, 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 girl Nori thought. Kitten Nori purred.
Dr. Horace will now check the details, Mr. Puthoor said.
Nori's father climbed on stage. He looked down at Kitten Nori. She jumped onto the table and licked her paw, showing off. Father's eyes were serious behind his glasses, but Kitten Nori thought he looked pleased. He bent over her. Her senses went on high alert. What was that good smell? Fish! Fish, fish, fish! Ignore that fish, girl Nori tried to tell Kitten Nori. Father liked to eat smoked salmon for breakfast. There was a smell of it left on his hands. That was all. But Kitten Nori couldn't help it. Fish! No fish for you! Father reached to pet her. His hand smelled yummy. Fish, fish, fish! Kitten Nori's jaw unhinged like a snake's.
A snake? Was she a snake kitten now? A snitten?
Snap! Nori chomped her father's hand with her snitten jaw. He yelped in pain and tried to shake her off, but she held on. Fish! Stop it now! Fish! That is not a salmon! That is father! Fish! You will never get into Sage Academy if you eat the headmaster! Fish! Stop! Fish! Your entire future is at stake! Oh, fine. With a wrench, Snitten Nori let go of her father's hand. Slowly, Nori felt the snake in her disappear. Phew. Now she was just a kitten again. A good black kitten, she was pretty sure. So maybe she could pass this test after all? It had been only a minute of Snitten. Maybe they hadn't even noticed. Nori felt a tingling on her shoulders. What was happening? She squirmed to look. Oh no! She had sprouted wings. Enormous wings that were 3 times the size of her kitten body. Huge claws burst out of her kitten paws. Flap, flap, roar! She leapt into the air. She swooped around the auditorium with her big dragon wings. She was a full-on dragon kitten now. How awesome is this? Dritten Nori thought. So awesome! Girl Nori disagreed. No, not awesome. Just be a normal kitten. But Dritten Nori wasn't going to listen. No way. Flying is too much fun. Maybe it's time to breathe some fire, yeah? No fire, thought Girl Nori. Yes, fire, thought the Dritten. And that unicorn. What a yummy snack a unicorn would be. Wait, thought Girl Nori. Stop! Calm down! Fly lower! Maybe she could still fix things. In fact, she had an idea. A good idea. And if the idea worked, Nori might get into Sage Academy after all. Dritten Nori flew down from the high ceiling of the hall. As the teachers watched, she flapped her wings and hovered over the stage, 2 feet above the floor precisely. Just like the flyer test. Did the teachers notice? Yes, they did. They were scribbling in their notebooks. Then, because she might as well try, Dritten Nori went for the flare test. With a great puff, she set the entire box of matches on fire. Woohoo! Fluxer, flyer, and flare. That
That was 3 out of 5 categories.
Would they consider her a triple talent?
Even if they didn't, it was going to be okay. She had big magic. That had to be worth something.
Or was she really, really failing the big test?
Her sudden doubt knocked the excitement out of her. She turned back into a girl.
"Thank you very much for testing me," Nori said.
She forced a smile just the way Hawthorne had told her to. She used her very best manners. The teachers continued making marks in their notebooks, but Father couldn't. He was cradling his swelling hand. His swelling, bleeding hand. The teachers looked stern. Finally, they stopped writing and put their heads together. They whispered fiercely. Nori went cold. Mr. Puthur looked up.
"Miss Horace, I'm sorry. We can't have such wonky magic here at Sage Academy. No matter how big your power, and no matter who your family is. But your magic is damaged somehow."
Nori looked at her father. Her father looked at her.
"Agreed," he said grimly. "Eleanor Boxwood Horace, your admission is denied."